the land office don't know nothing about. Hopped up on out and got its name but that. That's the only story we got. Jake found it and called it Pecona Island in 1800 and something. But the land office in Baton Rouge took it over and fought it in 1846, I think. Took the island over, you know, on record. But Jake had found it by that time. And he died and he's buried on Mulberry Island out there. When Rhonda got married last summer, some are supposed to be their descent, his descents, his grandnieces. There was four of them here. Come see what they could find, but they thought he was buried over here, but his boy that was raised at Mulberry Island was there, and he told me, he said there was some niggas that had come 60 years ago, come to Mulberry, that was there with Jake, and they had come back to visit, had spent a weekend to Mulberry, come in a boat and landed out there, and he went and got them. He said they spent a weekend at Mulberry Island with them. But he said that was 60 years ago. So old man Jake was dead, you know, he died. That was in the 40s, in 1840-some. He died around the 1900s and something like that. What was the Confederate War, 1883, 85, something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Now,
and that's all we know. We've wrote most of the land offices. I tried to find out.
They called it what else, too? They called it the other names they had for that war?
All other, I don't know. That's all we knew. That's all I knew. Confederates or the Jayhawkers. No, that wasn't the Jayhawkers.
You know who the Jayhawkers were?
It was bad people, like Ku Klux or something like that.
That's right. The Jayhawkers were the fellows who would come through and rob, weren't they?
Rob and kill. If they didn't like you and you didn't do like them, if you wasn't a crook, or you didn't do like them, well, they'd hang you in an oak tree or something like that. I heard my father-in-law tell a story.
Man got
it. And my father was from Cameron, and he told me it was a certain old oak tree. He said they hung a man right there. He knew who it was and everything, him. I don't know if he hadn't witnessed it. It was during his time. He's an old man.
I heard about a lot of people that got hung that way.
Yeah. My mother told me a story of a good man. His name was Jeff. But Jeff what? I forgot. No, Jeff. His name was Jeff. But he was a good man. He lived at home. He worked at home and all. But these other old crooks, the reason I know they were crooks, some of them was even some of my way yonder under cousins. And they all run together. You know, they'd steal and cheat and do crooked things all together. And they wanted him to join them. And he wouldn't. He never would join them. He held to himself. And one evening it rained, and that was at Chattanooga up there. And he went down the end of the island looking for his horses. And he met one of them and said, "Did you see my horse?" He said, "Yeah, I saw your horse. So-and-so down the road." So the poor man, he went down for his horses. And the Jayhawkers got together and went and met him. They caught him, they roped him, and they drug him. And they drug him on the beach. And the poor wife waited for him. He never come back. They drug him on the beach. And they made him, got a shovel, made him dig a hole, his grave. And he had his little dog. And they made him dig and they killed his dog and they bled him like a hog. They bled him. Fall in his grave and they buried him there. And my grandfather told my daddy that, you know, during the time of the bad weather, you know, Southwest Pass, you heard me talk about Southwest Pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad, bad strip of, it's like a straight, you know, joins two bodies of water.